This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of the City Wire, which covers politics, culture, business, and more for the Fort Smith region. Are you having a pleasant Thursday so far?
So far. Keep your fingers crossed, Kyle.
Well, the first thing I want to discuss with you this week is something that you have called the gift that keeps on giving at times. It's the 1% prepared food tax that we've hit another chapter now this week.
Yes, this has been an issue really that's ongoing for about 3 years now, since the Fort Smith Board finally decided to get serious and figure out how to fund the convention center shortfall when the state turnback funds ended, which that ended last June. And so they enacted a 1% prepared food tax in February of this year. Some folks opposed that, pulled together a petition, and the city said, well, you didn't do your petition correctly. So it's all been in court, and on Tuesday, the judge, Sebastian County Judge Fitzhugh, said, okay, the city didn't, he agreed with the petitioners and said, well, the city really didn't handle this correctly, so he's given the petitioners 10 more days to collect enough signatures, and their deadline is 5 p.m. July 8th to collect signatures. And, Kyle, they need about 2,822 signatures to get it on the ballot. And so they're going to, the problem with their first round of signatures is they turned in close to 1,500 with which the folks who said they witnessed the signatures later testified that, okay, well, no, I'm not sure. I don't know if I saw those. Well, no, I'm not. I don't know if I saw that page. So there turned out to be a lot of problems with witnessing of the signatures. So the city clerk threw out about 1,500.
I would think if a petition drive was ever going to be successful, it would, if a particular one was ever going to have a chance to be successful, this would be the way, because there's been so much publicity, and so you would have, I would think, as much momentum as possible.
Well, yes, there's clearly a lot of momentum. I mean, the folks who oppose the 1%, there's a lot of information. Well, I should say there's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of emotion tied to this issue. You know, that the folks that oppose it are very, it's part of that kind of that Tea Party group, and I got nothing against their attitudes toward the federal government, but they're very emotional here on the local level, and they just see this as, they see local government, state government, federal government all as the big evil government, and they're here to tax us, and we're going to stop them. And they offer no solutions about what to do with the convention center, but they're against this 1% prepared food tax. Said all that to say, you're right, Kyle. There's a lot of motion. If they can't get those signatures in 10 days, I'll be surprised. I think they're going to probably end up getting way more than they need.
And then it will go on a ballot if they do have enough and enough are certified, correct?
Yes, it will go on a ballot. And I don't know. I think the city it's kind of a mixed bag. I think they have a good cause and they have a good plan, but they've lost the PR battle. I think I've said that before on as we've talked about this subject. They just lost the PR battle. And I think a lot of folks in Fort Smith who support the convention center and probably would vote for the 1%, they're probably going to vote against it because there's just so much misinformation out there that they're just not going to be sure what's the right vote, so they'll just vote no.
Moving on, the Fort Smith unemployment numbers for May show that the jobless rate, at least for the Fort Smith region, pretty much unchanged from the previous month.
Yes, and, well, 7.7% unchanged, and in fact, Fort Smith and Northwest Arkansas were the only two metro areas to see rates unchanged or see rates lower than a year ago. But Fort Smith stayed the same at 7.7%. That's good news for us here, good news for you in Northwest Arkansas. But unfortunately, for the state, the metro unemployment rate's going the wrong way, and so we'll see what's going on. And this, you know, Kyle, this ties into things that economic numbers we've talked about many times, where just about the time you think the numbers are looking good, then you have a couple months they're looking bad. It's just hard to get any traction. It's hard for our economy to get any clear traction in terms of moving in the positive directions.
And it has been a somewhat busy week for the summer on the campus of the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. You had the groundbreaking for the library addition this week, and also yesterday, more than two dozen people met to discuss an innovation and entrepreneurship center?
Yes, sir. It was a center that began in 2007. Back in the mid part of this decade or the past decade, the chamber engaged in what was called the tipping point strategy. You know, they decided they needed to get their Economic Development Act together, or the community was afraid it was going to fall behind further. One of the ideas out of that was this Innovation and Entrepreneurship Center to help people who had good ideas, had a good business plan, or even had somewhat of a proven business plan, either get started or take that business to the next level with innovative type funding and support. Well, it's just died, frankly. It was pulled completely under the university, and for several reasons, it died. And so there's enough interest to get that restarted, but the question is, how does it get restarted? Does it become more of a chamber-type function? Does it become more of a small business development-type function, or is it going to be an incubator? So there are a lot of questions. There are a lot of good ideas. There are a lot of good people in this group who are very interested, very progressive-minded when it comes to economic development issues. So, attending this event yesterday, it's clear there are some different approaches. So, and they're all good approaches, but some will require more money than others. So it'll be interesting to see how it comes out. But I just, in my layman's view, it's certainly something that we need some type of aggressive organization to really help small businesses grow.
Oh, that money. Always need money, right?
Yes, yes. Well, makes the world go round, they say.
And finally, there are two kinds of people around the 4th of July, Michael. Those who watch others set off fireworks and those who have the match in their own hand. Which are you?
Well, I submit this year because my grass is nothing more but gasoline laying on the ground.
Right.
I submit there is a third person that may just stay home this year with fire, with the water hoses at the ready.
Yes, and I will be with you in that group, actually, now that you bring that up.
Yes.
Michael.
I've never walked in my yard, and it sounded like I was walking on glass.
Yeah. Did you get no rain this week?
I think we got just enough to, get you all excited and tease you. It's like, somebody coming by with a big bucket of ice cream, and then you learn later that's not for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was like.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, and grass care tips for the Fort Smith region. Michael, have a great 4th of July.